Today we're going to talk about manifesting, we're going to debunk the BS behind it, and we're going to talk about how to really make your dreams come true. I kind of cringe when I hear people talking about manifesting, because when they do, I often get the impression they're either trying to sell me something or get my attention, or they've never really achieved anything in their life. Behind the strange woo-woo pseudoscientific explanations out there, there's a very real, observable, reliable, repeatable track to success, to being a results maker, to making your dreams a reality. And I think this is the gem that the manifestation people are trying to desperately explain with things like quantum mechanics. And once we've talked about the current manifestation movement a bit, we're going to look at this exact process for how you become a results maker. This is a Deep Psychology podcast. I'm Ross. We blend spirituality, psychology, and self-help to help you shine a light on your inner workings. The insights I share have helped me deeply understand myself and transform my life. Listen to this podcast if you want to get real, powerful insights and avoid all the fluffy nonsense that abounds in self-help circles. You'll know more about your psychology than 99% of people out there. You can find me on all the major podcasting platforms or head to deep-psychology.com, which is visited by thousands every month, for tons of free resources. So the main points I want to make today is that there's a real phenomenon behind all of this, and the QM explanation, the quantum mechanical explanation, it captures some truth, but it's quite unscientific and unconvincing. And the QM and the manifestation craze has kind of been exploited and exaggerated because it appeals to our fears and to our fantasies in a certain way, and we'll get to that. So what is manifestation and what is the QM explanation for it? Well, first of all, QM is a discipline that shows, a scientific discipline, field of physics that shows in layman's terms that the objective world at the smallest scale is essentially about probability and is essentially made of nothing. And it also, as an extension of that, proves that the future exists as a probability wave of superimposed events, not as deterministic reality at that scale. Really important to remember, this is at the subatomic scale, and it's really important to remember this. And the manifestation people say that by creating mental dreams and visions, we basically are collapsing these quantum waves, these probability waves, into our desired future. And this creates our future. By doing so, we're tapping into quantum reality. We're literally creating the future with our thoughts, and we're collapsing the quantum wave. Thought, emotion, and action are intertwined, and our thoughts become our reality. Not through action so much, but actually because we're collapsing quantum waves and creating future realities. And the manifestation folk will also say that it's in our power to collapse whatever quantum waves that we want. So what are some of the problems with this quantum mechanical explanation? I guess the first obvious one to me is that you don't just achieve things in life by thinking about it in a quiet room with your eyes closed. It would be lovely if we could, but sadly, it doesn't work like that. You need to take action and fail and create and fail and create and keep persisting over months and years. And I'm sorry, but that's how it is. I'm not a quantum physicist, but I am a maths major. I've graduated in a STEM subject, and I've studied physics to a level that most people haven't. So the problems that I've identified here are based on the study that I've done. And I don't have time for like a full philosophical debate on this, going into all the detail, but basically the way I see it, the quantum mechanical explanation is one of scale and one of extrapolation. So quantum science is done in highly controlled experimental conditions at an unimaginably small scale, scales that we have no way, real way of comprehending. It's done observing the behavior of individual electrons, which are basically unimaginably small, weird, part wave, part particle, subatomic entities. And the measurements are done with complicated instruments that are capable of measuring the properties of these entities. It's not done with a human mind. It's not done with thoughts. And the way I see it is that we're just over-extrapolating. We're observing certain things at this at the quantum level, and then we're extrapolating them up to the human scale, the scale that we're all familiar with, you know, the size of ordinary objects. And, you know, we're talking meters and we're talking centimeters and millimeters. Life at that scale is extraordinarily different from life at the quantum scale. So that's one thing. Life is more Newtonian at this scale, hence why Newton came up with his laws of movement and so on, because that's what life does at this level. Another problem is that thoughts aren't actually made of anything. They're not objective and tangible like, say, a computer is, which a computer is that if you go to a small enough scale, it's made of atoms, which are in part made of electrons. Thoughts are not in that domain. A thought is not made of anything. That's like asking, what is an emotion made of? Is an emotion made of electrons and atoms? It's not. It's not even in the same realm. It's in the subjective, intangible domain. And sure, even if thoughts were made of atoms and electrons, just because something is composed of subatomic particles doesn't mean that everything behaves like subatomic particles. Like, everything in the objective world is made of subatomic particles when you go down to it, to quarks, and, well, if you go even further than that, maybe it's something else. But that doesn't mean that everything behaves like subatomic particles. If it did, we'd be living in a very different world where perhaps this quantum mechanical explanation would apply to goal setting and so on. There's something called emergent phenomena. And again, I don't want to get too philosophical here. But basically, it's when the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And when you reach a certain level of wholeness, when you put enough things together, it creates a new order. Like when you have so many atoms together, it creates a molecule. When you have so many molecules together, it creates a substance. And the new thing, even though if you go down a level, it's composed of that, you cannot reduce it to that because there's emergent phenomena. The thing behaves in a new, fundamentally new way that its constituent parts don't. And the point here is that even if our thoughts were in the objective domain and they were composed of subatomic particles, they wouldn't behave as such because there's such a thing as emergent phenomena. The things that compose an object or a phenomenon eventually create a new level of complexity. At best, this quantum mechanical explanation is really pseudoscience, or it's a metaphor. It's kind of a metaphor, and it gives us a good... It's kind of empowering in a way, but I just don't think the quantum mechanical explanation is very convincing in that it is realistic, and it's kind of, you're not going to get much scientific respect by giving these explanations. And I guess another huge error for me is that the idea that we can literally think reality into any configuration that we want is the type of thinking that dominates in 2 to 5 year olds. This is magical thinking, pure and simple. This is the kind of thinking that is behind Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy. You know, we don't know how Santa Claus comes in through the chimney with all the presents, but he just does it. He can just change the shape of the chimney because he's magic. It's magical thinking. And though we have a lot of power, and I think the manifestation people get this right, we have a lot of power and our mind is very powerful, it doesn't mean we can just dream anything we want into reality and that we're collapsing the quantum waves of reality to our favor. Like, imagine good weather, really believe it hard enough, really visualize it. It's going to be a lovely sunny day, and all of a sudden the sun is going to come out. Yeah, not going to happen. This craze, as I kind of mentioned earlier, it appeals to our desires for omnipotence and for magical control over things, which are really fantasies, but we experience them so strongly as infants that I think it lives on inside us, that desire, as adults, even though we realise that things don't work that way in actual reality. It sounds really sexy, you know, quantum waves and collapsing the electrons of your future and whatever. It sounds like we're going to turn it to Neo from The Matrix. And I think the self-help field is very, sadly, got a bad reputation for doing things like this, for making things up, basically, and making them sound really sexy, whereas actually when you look at it, it doesn't make much sense. But, as I said, there's something very real that we're trying to capture here with this quantum mechanical explanation. And it's to do with goal setting and achievement and becoming what I call a results maker. And actually, there is something kind of magical to it. That's kind of the thing that manifestation gets right, is that there's something, there's this sort of unexplainable thing that happens when you do something for a long time. Let me explain. What are we actually trying to explain here with the manifestation thing? Is that basically we mold our lives over time, according to our desires and actions. And basically, if you look at your life, over time, it really does reflect what's going on in your mind over time. In this way, life isn't set to be a certain way. Like, our personal lives aren't set in stone. Really, a lot of the time we do that through our own inner stagnation, our own lack of desire and motivation to do things and to change our lives. And we have much more control to change things than we might tend to believe that we do. I think another thing they get right is that our imagination is a remarkable tool. So if you think of all the things you've achieved in your life, all the things you've created, if you think of all the best works of art in history, all the best architecture, businesses and books that have been written, all of these just start as an idea. Just an idea, a fantasy in someone's mind. And that's where it begins. That's like the factory. That's like the original factory for these ideas. And then people have put a lot of work into making those things a reality. They also get right that we have a lot of power to change ourselves by creating a powerful mindset and thinking about what we want and taking concrete action towards it. And I think lots of people could do with learning the power of this, and that it's actually possible, and that you'd be remarkably surprised by what's possible when you do this. Another thing they get right is that if you set a goal and work diligently towards it for years and years, you'll be very surprised at your progress. And it has this magical quality to it past a certain point. It's like you reach a level you never dreamed of. It's like beyond your wildest dreams. Opportunities open up to you. You're capable of doing things that you didn't think were possible. And that is, it's magical. And I think that's kind of why the QM explanation is tempting, because there is a component of this that's kind of hard to explain. Another thing that manifesting trend gets right is that life does seem to help us. Like, of course, we have difficult times in our life, but there are times when things seem to conspire in our favor. And especially when you're doing something that you're passionate about, or you stick with something for long enough, things seem to start conspiring in your favor in kind of a strange way. And this and the other things that I've explained here, I think in a way we don't really know why they happen in a philosophical sense. Like, we can explain, we know that it works and we can explain how to make it happen, but I don't think we really understand why it happens. I just don't think the QM explanation is really anywhere near adequate, even though metaphorically it can give us kind of a loose framework, a way of understanding it. I just don't think it's really adequate. But I can understand why people fall back on it. And now to the main point of this video, the most powerful part of this video, is about how to make your dreams a reality and be a results maker. And this might sound fluffy and a bit weird to say make your dreams a reality, but it's possible and it's repeatable, it's been done, it's reliable, it's observable, and it's quite easy in a way. It's a very simple process, but it's difficult to do it, which is why a lot of our dreams go unrealized and we never live up to our potential and what we feel we are capable of. I've run several businesses and projects, and all of them have started out as a dream or idea, and I've had to make them a reality. I've learned 2 foreign languages, I've learned a lot of subjects, I've learned a lot of skills, I've got a university degree, I run classes in public. So I've seen firsthand how this works many times, and really the process is always the same. What you need, if you want to make something happen, if you want to achieve a goal of yours, you need to have a clear vision of it. You need to know exactly what it is you want, and you need to think long term here. So thinking 6 months ahead can be useful, but really you're gonna probably undershoot what you're capable, you're gonna overestimate what you're capable of on that timeline. You have to think a bit longer than that. Depends on the size of the goal, but maybe go a bit longer, or even something like 50% or even double more the time scale that you'd usually think on. That's more realistic, a more realistic time scale than the one that you usually will come up with. So that's the first one. Have a clear goal or vision and just think long term. And by doing this, you're setting the intention, and you're slowly starting to put into motion this strange mechanism by which when we take lots of action over time, it adds up and all of a sudden we achieve remarkable success. The next point is that you need to get very sober about the obstacles you need to overcome. It doesn't matter how passionate you are about something, how much you think it's meant for you, how much you think life should make it easy for you. Most of the time, it doesn't happen like that. Most of the time, you need to go through a lot of hard work and effort to overcome some very real obstacles. You can't just dream your way past them. You can't just imagine your way past them. It takes real weightlifting and struggle and sweat and mental and emotional labor. But the way to do this is to put in place habits and take tangible action on a regular basis. You've got to be very persistent with this. Keep going for years and years. Sitting around dreaming is not going to make your dream a reality, I'm afraid. You have to build it in the arena of life. Life is an arena. It's a bit of a battle, and it's going to ask a lot of you. But habits are what take you there. Simple habits. Doesn't need to be anything crazy. It just needs to be, what if I do this often enough, what's going to bridge the gap between where I am now and the goal that I'm trying to get to in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, or however many years? And then it's just waiting. It's just playing the persistence game, playing the patience game, and watching it happen over time. That's what it is. There's nothing too, there's nothing magical about it in a sense. It is magical because over time, the results are astounding sometimes. But the actual process is very, there it is, take it, on you go. That's what the manifestation people are trying to capture. It's this mechanism by which we achieve goals through having a clear intention, through taking action and just persisting through everything. I think that's what they're trying to get at. And they're trying to capture this sort of magical quality that this has. And ultimately, if you want to get awesome results in life, I suggest you stick with me. Deep psychology, what I do is I help you understand yourself. And not only will this help you know who you are and what you should be working towards in life, it'll help you with all the inner blocks that stand in your way. And I think that is ultimately the biggest challenge in making your dreams a reality, is all the inner blocks you have. It's not really the obstacles, the actual objective obstacles that are in your way when you take on a new project. It's really the inner blocks that you have. And I guess if there's one thing I do, it's help you understand yourself and the mental patterns and the psychological patterns you have, and help you overcome them and write new scripts and transform yourself in ways that you perhaps aren't capable of imagining right now. So if you like this video, please subscribe to the channel, leave a comment and give it a good thumbs up, and I will see you next week for more. Take care.